We're Tina and Wasim from Sheffield. We go to a secondary school in the centre of the city. It's a big school with over 1,200 pupils, both boys and girls, which obviously means it's a mixed school. Our school has got one large main building and two side buildings, surrounded by lots of green patches. We haven't got a garden though, which is a bit of a shame because it feels like we're spending most of our time in concrete surroundings. The gym and science labs are in the side buildings, and the school restaurant is there too. We have lunch there every day. The food isn't that bad, but I prefer my mum's homemade cooking. Wasim usually has a sandwich because he has a hot meal in the evening. We have most of our classes in the main building, which has more than 50 classrooms. Wasim's favourite class is physical education, but I hate it. You won't catch me running around the gym in shorts and a stupid t-shirt purely for fun. I love the art classes though. We've got a cool teacher who's still quite young and very attractive. I can always ask him for help if I need it. At the moment, we're doing a project for English and history. Although English isn't our strongest subject, Wasim and I are having great fun putting the project together. We're learning quite a bit about Henry VIII's love life, and having been married 6 times, what a love life it was. We're allowed to use the internet to look up all the cool details about Henry VIII, and we can go to the school library during our lunch break. That's where the computers with internet access are. We can also use the magazines, encyclopedias, and books to check and look up things. We have to use our library card, though. But that's not a problem, because every pupil gets one at the beginning of the school year. Anyway, we have to get back to our books now. You never know. We might be having a pop quiz tomorrow, and Wasim and I need to reorganise our backpacks. The maths teacher was very angry with us today. We couldn't find our maths books, and Wasim's calculator was missing. And when the teacher wanted to write a remark in my school diary, I couldn't find it anywhere. Just our luck. Bye for now.
I'm Katharina from Naples in Italy. I normally go to school there, but at the moment I'm in London doing a foreign exchange programme. This means I'm staying here for a whole school year, and it has been great fun so far. My English is improving by the minute, and although it scared me at first to take all the other classes in English too, I must say things have turned out quite nicely. The pupils here are really friendly and they help me with my English. I have become best friends with the son of my host's family. His name's Michael and he is in the same grade. I go to most of the classes together with him. He helps me with mathematics and biology, my two weakest subjects. In return, I help him with French and geography. When I first got here, Michael didn't even know where Naples was, but now he can point out the biggest Italian cities on the map. In Italy, I had 2 hours of religious education a week. Here, I have a choice between religious education and moral studies. Nice, huh? I must say the school building is completely different from my home school in Naples. Here, it's a new modern building with lots of corridors, 2 big playgrounds, and 5 new computer labs. IT is big here, and I love it. It's given me the opportunity to chat with my Italian friends back home. Michael's dad has given me a webcam as a welcoming present. So whenever I'm homesick, I can start up the computer and see my mama. School back home is quite different in another way too. In Italy, we can leave the school during our lunch break. In England, we need a pass to go outside. But in both schools, you can't smoke. I guess that's normal. I think smoking is a bad habit anyway. School regulations aren't that different from each other in both schools. I guess that's about it for now. See you. Ciao.